Country Bob FM.
I gotcha.
That's a pretty good bell ringing right there. With authority. That's authoritative bell ringing for the Friday edition of the Bob Almanac. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here. Listen to everything because we are giving away a pretty good prize. Tracy Byrd tickets.
Medina Entertainment Center 1 week from tomorrow. And we have had confirmation. Shane Martin listening says, yep, passenger seat will be in the set list.
Doesn't he have better things to do?
Well, no, to be quite honest, he doesn't.
Friday, December 8th, 342nd day of the year, 23 left to go. We're getting closer and closer to the end of this 2017 thing.
Wow.
1886, the AFL founded on this date.
Where's not the CIO?
Not the American Football League.
Oh.
This is the American Federation of Labor. They had not yet merged with the CIO.
Yeah.
AFL, Columbus, Ohio.
That's almost that was CIO.
Columbus, Ohio, C-Ohio.
Yeah.
That's kind of the labor mecca of America, right in the middle, right there.
Yeah, it is. Hard-working folks.
Coaxial cable, patented on this date. Where would we be without our coax?
It's one of your favorites.
I love coax. I mean, I'll just buy some coax just to, you know, kids would have Lincoln Logs and Tinker Toys and whatnot. I had coax.
Nice.
Had coax. It could be a little sharp and dangerous at times, but if you have the proper tools, it's okay, so you can do some crimping.
Right.
Have you ever crimped coax?
I actually have.
With your teeth?
No.
You should try it.
Well.
1931. How about in 41?
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
We declared war on this date. Franklin Delano Roosevelt declaring war, joint session of Congress as he talks there. And again, he had polio and he's propped up. He's standing. Whenever he would do that, he would prop himself up and he had the leg braces and everything.
Pretty impressive.
And there's that great scene from Pearl Harbor where he forces himself up as he's trying to rally the troops in his cabinet meeting and meeting with military leaders. That, and I think we talked about it last year, when he first wrote that speech, when that speech was first written, he said it would be a day that would live in world history.
Right.
And he changed it at the last moment, live in infamy. And I don't think the effect would have been the same.
No. What a classic quote from our history in it. Tough time to be president, but he did quite well.
That was in 41. How about in 52?
Ethel, we're going to have a baby. We are?
Oh, Ethel.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? I never had a baby before.
This was the first time in a TV show that a pregnancy was acknowledged.
Huh.
They were still sleeping, waiting.
Separate beds.
Well into the 60s with Dick Van Dyke. Couples were still sleeping in the same bed. I don't know if Brady Bunch, I mean, opposite beds.
Right.
But I don't know if Brady Bunch, maybe, I don't know if they were the first ones, but Mike and Carol were in the same bed.
Yes.
When they had the old bedroom scenes. That had to be awkward for Mike Brady.
Right.
But 1952, a pregnancy acknowledged in a TV show for the first time. That was 1952. And, of course, it was Lucy pregnant with little Ricky. How about 1963?
While he was fulfilling his engagement at the resort on the California-Nevada state line, young Frank was staying at this motel annex. He was having dinner before one of his shows when his abductors moved in. An FBI padlock seals the door of his room as clues are sought.
Frank Sinatra Jr. was 19 at the time in 63, kidnapped in Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
Wow.
He was set free 4 years later. Of course, they did it.
4 days.
Yeah, 4 days later. They used to, when you're Frank Sinatra Sr., there's a chance that people might try to get to your money.
Right.
And they try to get to your money through your family, and that's what these mobsters tried to do. And, you know, there were the reports that Frank Sr. could have been involved in some shady dealings.
Right. Yeah, some mob ties, potentially.
So that was in 63.
John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
Delivering the news is only Howard Cosell could. Dead on arrival, John Lennon shot this date by deranged fan Mark David Chapman. It was outside the old brownstone in New York, and John Lennon had signed this guy's album. He signed his autograph for this Mark David Chapman earlier in the day, and then he comes back and shoots him dead on this date, 1980.
Yeah, he was deranged, and that was halftime of a Monday night football game, right?
Yep, and I think I was watching it.
Yeah.
It was the Patriots and Dolphins, and I think that's how I heard the news of that happening in New York.
And it's the Patriots and the Dolphins this week.
You're kidding.
No.
Is that irony?
I don't know. It's New England in Miami.
Huh.
And that's the Monday night game.
Yeah, that was in Miami too.
Yeah. Wow.
Talk about irony. So that was 1980. That's 37 years ago. One of my favorite Elton John songs is the one that he did about John Lennon. Empty Garden, what happened here as a New York sunset disappears. 1980. How about in 82? Another sad day in music.
Mary is waiting and weeping. Down in our shack with the sea, even after I've heard.
Singer, storyteller, race car driver, Marty Robbins.
We lose him today?
Yeah, today is the day that he died from a heart attack.
Young man.
This is audio from one of his last concerts of 1982.
Boy, he still sounds great, doesn't he?
I'd say so. So Marty Robbins died on this date, also passing away.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's Slim Pickens. His real name was Lewis Burton Lindley Jr. You know, he's the one who suggested the number six.
Right.
We're going to come riding a rope.
The number six. What is that one again? Oh, that's where we come a-riding into town. Oh, it's so good.
It is good.
Blazing Saddles reference.
You got to be real careful with the Blazing Saddles and the sound bites.
Not politically correct.
Because there are some less than savory words in there that people might not like.
Mel Brooks.
But, I think that
hilarity.
Was pretty clean.
Yeah.
Slim Pickens, who also was in Dr. Strangelove. Slim Pickens.
Yes.
That wasn't his real name, as we said. It's a great name. And how many people use that? How's the corn out there? Well, it's Slim Pickens.
Yeah.
How many people use that?
Lots.
So happy birthday to him, 1983. Happy death day to Slim Pickens today. Or Slim Perkins, if you will. 1998, the first female ice hockey game in Olympic history played.
Oh.
Finland defeated Sweden. That was in Nagano, Japan, 98 during the Olympic Games. 2004, this day, Dimebag Darrell. Also a bad day for people who liked Pantera. He was the guitarist for the hard rock band Pantera. Darrell Abbott, or Dimebag Darrell as he was called, was among four people killed as a gunman opened fire on a crowd at a nightclub concert in Columbus, Ohio. This guy by the name of Nathan Gale just ran out of the stage, started shooting. 2004 on this date, officers eventually fatally shot him. And in 2006...
Wesley Snipes appeared in a Florida court to answer charges of tax fraud. He was released on $1 million bond after pleading not guilty.
Wow.
Snipes was indicted 2 months ago in Florida for falsely claiming millions of dollars in tax refunds.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes, pay your taxes, my friend, or claim not to have so many deductions. Apparently, he handed his taxes off to a less than savory accountant.
Right.
He didn't go H&R Block.
No.
He didn't go with Liberty Tax Service. He didn't see the person dressed up as the Statue of Liberty and drive in. He had somebody else do it, and that was bad news. He served almost 3 years in prison because of it.
Wow. Yeah, we're dealing with a lot of money there.
Well, Wesley Snipes is very rich.
Yeah.
I mean, what he made on Major League alone as Willie Mays Hayes.
Sure.
You may run like Mays, but you hit like bleep. So that was 2006. Birthdays today.
Hi. Bruce Wayne.
Are you sure?
Yeah, this time.
Yeah, he is sure. He's Bruce Wayne. That's from Batman 1989. Vicky Vale. Love interest to Bruce Wayne there.
Who played Bruce Wayne there was
Michael Keaton, which was an interesting pick. But they picked interesting characters and actors to portray Batman over the years.
Yes.
None of which, of course, were Adam West. That was perfect.
Perfect.
Some people call her Kim Basinger, but I like to go with Basinger
is the way
64.
I'd say it.
She was in The Natural, among other things, Sentinel. Roy Firestone, he's a sports commentator
guy. Your father leaves home on Christmas Eve, leaves your family all alone. Had a mother had to sweep out the steps at a prison just to earn enough money for tuition for you. Your brother loses a leg in a tragic bass fishing accident. I mean, there's been a horrific list of things that have happened.
He's talking to Cuba Gooding Jr. That's a scene from Show Me the Money, Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah, from the movie.
He played himself in that movie. He's also a pretty good impressionist and singer, Roy Firestone, 64.
Guy.
He hosted that show on ESPN. It was Up Close and Personal or something like that. So Roy Firestone, 64.
I'm just a ghost in this house.
That's what he is.
I'm just a shadow on these walls.
Pretty good singer, too.
Leading one of my favorites from
Shenandoah.
That band.
There he is singing on that. There's the show, and then they feature them also online. It's called Country Road TV. It's kind of like that the Ralph Emery show where they would sit around and they would all sing each other's songs. And
really?
Yes. And there he is, Marty Rabin. Or Ray Bond from Shenandoah. Weren't they just at the Elk River
Sherburn
County Fair this year?
And remember interviewing him?
Put on a good
him?
Show.
Yeah.
I do not. He's 58
he likes
today.
To chat.
He shares a birthday with Paul Rutherford. Relax, don't do it. When you got to do it was a song called Relax. The band was called Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh,
it was their
sure.
only hit. He's an English singer. He's Paul Rutherford. He's 58 today. Ann Coulter. Conservative political commentator and author, 56 today. And I've always been a fan of this lady's work.
And by the way, they're real and they're spectacular.
Yeah, you missed out, Jerry. There she is, Terry Hatcher, her legendary appearance on Seinfeld.
She's one of my favorites.
She was talking about, some of her endowments there. They are real. She was on Desperate Housewives, and she was Lois Lane.
Yes, that's what I
The
first
New
took
Adventures
notice.
Of Lois and Clark. So Terry
With
Hatcher
Dean Cain.
Is 53. Played Albert. Oh, another Little House on the Prairie reference. I'm happy.
Who's there?
It's just us, Esther Sue.
Albert, what are you doing down here?
We were hiding from Carrie.
Don't lie, Albert. You guys been smoking. You guys been smoking on a pipe, and you're going to burn down the blind school.
Aye, aye, aye.
This is one of the tragic two-part episodes in the history of Little House on the Prairie, as the blind house burned down, Mary
Whoops.
Lost her baby,
Whoops.
And the Garveys lost their mother.
Oh, my.
It's Matthew Laborto, whose brother Patrick played the young Garvey, Andrew Garvey, who lost his mother because Albert and his buddy were smoking in the basement. Matthew Laborto, Albert Ingalls. Believe it or not, 51 today. I can't believe that. Did you watch the show Lost?
You didn't come here to tell me about Jack, did you? My stash, look. I can't stand feeling like this.
He's looking for his stash. He was the drug addict on Lost, and he's talking with Locke, John Locke. He was also one of the hobbits, who was a good buddy of Frodo in Lord of the Rings.
Sure.
Dominic Monaghan, he's English or Scottish. He sounded more Irish there, really. Dominic Monaghan is 41 today. Football quarterback Philip Rivers, 36, currently with the San Diego Padres. Or would it be the Chargers? Or could it be with the Gulls?
Maybe
the Golden Seals.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers, 36. Nicki Minaj, 35. Rap star, hip-hop star, has been a guest on What Show Was It?
I think it was American Idol.
American Idol. She's 35.
So.
I don't know who this Sam Hunt guy is, but my hip-hop country sense is tingling.
Right.
It's kind of like Spidey sense, but I have hip-hop country sense, and it's tingling.
Yes.
And tingling pretty aggressively. Sam Hunt, 33. And Dwight Howard, Superman.
Superman.
One of the dominant centers of the NBA. He's 32 today.
All right. Gone, but not forgotten. From your history books, you do remember Eli Whitney. He invented what? The cotton gin, of course. Everybody remembers that. 17.
And without 65. That, we would not have had the song written by Gordon Lightfoot, performed by Ann Murray, Cotton Jenny.
Cotton Jenny. Very
Keep
good.
Keep that in mind.
Yep. This is the guy who founded Buick, Chevrolet, and General Motors. They all worked out pretty well. for industrious William Durant, born on this day, 1861. How about the guy, or the gal, rather, who gave us Popeye? Sing along if you can.
This is the instrumental version.
Well, it gives us full opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Elsie Chrysler Seeger, born on this day, 1894.
I can't stand. I can't stand no more.
There we go.
Wah, wah. Popeye gave us some good pop culture. I stands all I can stands. I can stands no more, and I am what I am.
Yeah. Pretty good for Popeye in 1894 for the creator. Let's go to Country Music Hall of Famer Floyd Tillman. You remember Floyd? He was born on this day, the year 1914.
He was very early in the early days.
Yes.
One of the grandfathers, I think.
I gotta be me.
You know this guy.
I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live.
Nobody held a microphone at the same time with the same hand holding a cigarette like Sammy Davis Jr.
He is Sammy Davis, singer, actor. Do you remember the Candyman? Remember that one? Remember the part of the Rat Pack with old blue eyes and marvelous. He was born on this day in 1925.
That was Fernando.
Yeah.
You Look Marvelous right. was Fernando.
That's right.
And I mean that.
That was Billy Crystal doing Sammy Davis.
He did a great Sammy, for sure. Comedian Flip Wilson had his own show for a while. I tuned it in from time to time.
Yeah, he did Geraldine, the woman, right?
Yes. That's Flip Wilson, 1933. Remember this show? Oh, Grasshopper. Yes, there it is. Kung Fu theme for David Carradine. He was in the Kill Bill movies as well. They got a little bloody, Quentin Tarantino style.
That's what he does.
David Carradine, born on this day, 1936. He was Dano in the original Hawaii 5-0 from the late 60s.
Book him, Dano.
He didn't talk much, but he took commands.
And I remember seeing Swiss Family Robinson at the Seven High Drive-In Theater back in the late 60s.
You snuck in, didn't you?
No. We took our 66 Buick station wagon before my brother totaled it. And, we could put sleeping bags and stuff and lay in the back. And, you know, we backed in so we could watch the movie. James MacArthur, born on this day, 1937. He was Dan, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. A member, lead singer of The Doors, Jim Morrison, born on this day, 1943. Everybody remembers Jim. He had some drug issues. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Greg Allman, 1947.
He just died this past year.
That's right. He was one of like 60-some celebrities we lost during 2017. Greg Allman, born on this day, 1947. And one more, comedian and actor Sam Kinison.
Hey, you know, we just drove 750 miles across the desert with your food, and it occurred to us that there wouldn't be world hunger if you people would live where the food is! You live in a desert! You understand that? You live in a desert! Nothing grows there!
Letterman is rolling on the floor. That was the first ever appearance for Sam Kinison on David Letterman.
You know what this is? This is Sam.
He was
nothing grows here.
He was one of the great yellers.
Oh my gosh.
When he went into that extra gear.
And when he was the teacher in Back to School with Rodney.
Oh yeah.
Hilarious stuff. Yep. Sam Kinison died in a car accident. Kind of a strange deal. He was the son of a preacher. Sam Kinison, born on this day, 1953.
That's where he got the voice from.
They're all gone. But not forgotten.
That's a fire and brimstone voice, if I ever heard one.
For sure. That was
from Sam Kinison.
That was the style of his father.